youth reaching for the sky. With revival as our guide, we'll never say goodbye. In a world of question, we'll rise above the doubt. Together we'll discover what life's all about. So let's share the truth, let our voices be heard. In the tapestry of life, united through the word. With a profound youth spirit, you light up the night. Together in this journey, we'll shine ever bright.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Profound Youth. I am your host, Raquel, and this is the podcast where we dive deep into God's word to strengthen our walk with Christ.
And I'm the co-host, Gianna. Today we're exploring a vital topic, which is called overcoming temptation. Temptation is something every believer faces, but with God's help, we can stand firm.
Exactly. We've got a special panel today. We have several guests representing different walks of life to share insights, experiences, and biblical truths on how to effectively overcome temptation.
So grab your Bibles and let's get started. But first, we're going to have Javier pray us in.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for bringing us all together to speak your word. Father, I pray that you would just give us wisdom and deeper understanding more than our brains can handle, Lord, so we can grow deeper into your word and express more and let other people know something they may have not known before about you, Lord. So I just pray that you would decrease our flesh and increase our spirits as we go into this. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Okay, to begin, let's define what temptation is. James chapter 1, verse 14 to 15 says, "But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin."
That's a powerful reminder, Gianna, that temptation begins internally, often rooted in our desires.
So some thought-provoking questions are, what are some common sources of temptation in our daily lives?
I think some common sources could be like what you watch on social media. Like, you could see someone doing something they're not supposed to be doing, and like you could be tempted into doing what they're doing because it looks cool or something like that.
That's good. How about you, Javi?
I could say, with the people you hang around, they'll influence whether you grow closer to God or they pull you away from Him. So trying to be approved by other people will make you do things you don't want to do because you feel like you want to be seen. But that's why it's also important to have friends that believe in God as well, because instead of making you do something you don't want to do and feel like you need to be a part of them, they'll help you grow closer to God and they'll lead you away from it. They'll give you wisdom on how to grow through things like that.
Mm-hmm. Amen. How about you, Chase? What do you think?
I would say personal struggles like greed or lust, they have internal battles that a lot of people face.
That's right. Those are great insights and feedback. Remember, recognizing the source is the first step to overcoming.
Amen. I agree. Let's look at some biblical examples. The first is Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11, and when he was tempted by Satan in the wilderness. And the verse says, "If you are the Son of God," Jesus answered, "it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God."
Yes, Jesus responded with scripture and an essential weapon against the temptation.
So that's good. Now, how can we emulate Jesus's response?
We can emulate Jesus's response by memorizing and meditating on scripture. Ephesians 6:17 calls the word of the word, the sword of the spirit. And a supporting verse is Hebrews 4, chapter 4, verse 12, which says, "For the word of God is alive and active."
Amen, amen.
Can I add something to that?
Go ahead.
I watched a pastor, and I've seen people talk about this situation where Jesus was tempted by the enemy, and the enemy knew scripture. And it's like a lot of people in this world, like, they may seem like they're from God, and they may know scripture as well, but it's so important to have discernment on and actually reading your Bible, because if you believe something that isn't true of God, that will lead you away from him. So it's important, because the enemy knows scripture as well, so he might throw scripture at you thinking this is what God wants you to do. This is why you have to have your own connection with him, because I don't know, that's just kind of where I was trying to go with that.
That's good. Yeah. That's very good. So there are practical strategies to overcome temptation. Let's discuss actionable steps. How about Chase? Do you have any advice?
I'd probably say that accountability partners are vital, and that having someone you trust to hold you accountable helps resist temptation, because even if they're like not your close friend, you could still talk to them and they could help you like make a decision that you shouldn't do.
That's good. Thank you for that.
Now, Javier, do you have any advice?
Setting boundaries. Me personally, I don't like to get on social media, or I have a lot of friends. I call them friends, but we're not close. So if they're doing stuff and they invite me to a party, I don't go, because I don't want to. People might be like, well, I'm not going to do this. But then you surround yourself with that type of environment. And if your spirit isn't strong enough to like deny that, it'll have you doing stuff you don't want to do. So it's just setting boundaries, and don't even like, there's this, a pastor, Philip Anthony Mitchell, he had a sermon where he was talking about like cut off sin, like do not play with it, because if you give it a open door, it'll do whatever, it'll overstay its welcome. So you have to not even give it an opportunity to play with you. So you have to set boundaries, and fasting, I think, is important, because you replace those temptations, you replace those desires with God.
Amen. Not yourself in situations where you know that maybe you'll be tempted. Exactly.
Yeah. And an advice that I would like to give is, prayer is powerful. Jesus himself taught his disciples to pray in Matthew 26:41, which says, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." And I like that a lot, because everybody who says the tongue, there's power in the tongue, it's truthful, and it may not be like a power that you see in the physical world, but there's power in the spiritual world with your tongue. And that's why a lot of things play a part, like cursing, saying things like, "Oh, I'm gonna kill myself," all those things have power. And so I'd say the more you pray and declare it with your tongue, of what you want, God will bring it to you.
Amen, amen. So just a question to you, Gianna, what other spiritual disciplines can help?
I'd say regular Bible studying, fasting, and worship strengthens our resolve.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else want to add to that?
No, just basically what Gianna just said, like, worship can help out a lot. Like, if you're really feeling like you're about to fall into sin, like, just turn on some worship music and pray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
The thing I'd like to say is that with fasting, a lot do fasting, and yeah, you can fast from anything, but it's fasting and prayer go hand in hand. You can't do one without the other, because then if you're fasting without prayer, then what was the point of fasting in the first place? Because anyone can fast from anything, but if you don't pray with it, then all your fasting has gone nowhere.
It's been void.
Yeah.
That's right. That's good. All of these comments are very good comments. So let's explore some tough questions. Why do we sometimes give in to temptation despite knowing it's wrong?
James, you can find that in James 1:14. It says, James 1:14 indicates it's because of our own desires, our own flesh overcoming our spiritual disciples, and like sometimes we like, we don't know that we're like, we're going to fall into temptation until we actually do it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
So going back to what Javier was saying, we don't put ourselves in situations where we know we're going to fall. We're going to fall into that temptation. So if you know that going to a party is going to, you know, make you a secular party is going to make you do things that do not please God, then don't put yourself in that situation. You have to make wise choices. And this is where discernment and wisdom is important. Make wise choices and not put yourself in situations where you may do something that it's going to offend God. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
And second question, does temptation ever completely go away?
The answer would be in 1 Corinthians 10:13, and it assures us that no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. And I like that, because it like shows that even when you're tempted to do something that is probably like that you're not supposed to do, God would always like be by your side and like guide you, like slowly guide you away from the temptation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know God gives us temptation, and people see that as a bad thing, but it's really not, because if we didn't have that temptation to be able to make the choice to deny the temptation, then life would be overly easy. Like we would be have access to so many things and so much sin. And so temptation kind of gives us like a choice to make, and discernment to make that choice. And it takes you having the power to make that choice. And a lot of people don't have the power to make that choice because they're lost in the world. And so I like that verse a lot, because it reminds us that God does not give us any temptation that we can't overcome.
Remember that God gives us free will. And with that free will, we live, unfortunately, in a world full of sin. And so free will is the option to choose what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And in the Christian lifestyle, the Holy Spirit guides us to choose the right path. Mm-hmm. And not but we have the free will to choose which path we want to take, to choose what we want to do in life. Mm-hmm. And of course, each choice has a consequence. So this is why where discernment and wisdom is used to before making any choice in life.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I wanted to add to, if you're like falling into temptation and it's becoming strong on you, it's because like you're lacking God's presence. Because God's presence will like fill you and make you want to turn away from it. Because there's the Hebrews 12:29 says that God is a devouring fire. So when like you grow closer to him, like that desire to sin like burns off of you. So it's like if you're falling into temptation, if you're struggling with it, well, it's a difference between struggling with sin and living in it. So if you're struggling with sin, it's because, or if you're living in sin, it's because you're away from God's presence. If you're struggling in it, it's more of like a blessing, because he wants to build your character. He wants to make you stronger. So I just see it as like bigger opportunities to strengthen your faith.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's good.
I agree.
That's very good. We definitely, temptation exists because we're in a sinful world. Mm-hmm. But like I said before, we have to ask God for wisdom, discernment and wisdom to do right thing. And remember that as Javier mentioned, Eventually you won't want to do certain things that offend God because you don't want to do it anymore. And it just comes like a feeling that comes upon you, and you just like, you know what? I don't feel like going to the parties, or I don't feel like drinking.
Because it's not something that you yearn or want to do anymore. And so that's what happens when you have a close relationship with God. The things of the world, it's not something that you want anymore.
You don't crave it.
Thank you. That's a good word. You don't crave it anymore. You don't want it anymore. And so God does transform that feeling into, I don't want to be part of what the world is about or what the world wants.
Correct.
Now, Chase, what is the role of grace when we stumble?
You can find the answer in 1 John 1:9, and it reminds us, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us. And that is like a good script. Well, all the scriptures are good, but this one is good because whenever we confess our sins to God, then He'll know, like He'll forgive us for our sin, and then He will know what that we know what we did wrong. And
Can I add on?
Oh, you want to go ahead.
Like, okay, that means, like, just because you sin and ask God for forgiveness, that doesn't mean to, like, repeatedly keep doing it. Just because it says in the Bible that God forgives you, He still knows that you did that sin, but do you actually mean, like, oh, I'm sorry? Do you actually mean, like, I'm sorry for this sin, God? Please, like, help me figure it out and make myself not have to worry about that.
I'd say it's all about the mentality, because if you're asking God for forgiveness, knowing that you're going to do the same thing again and again, then it's not really going to work anymore, because God knows your heart always, and if He knows what your intentions are, and He knows that you have the mentality like, oh, God forgives me, so I can just do this and ask Him to forgive me later. That's not how it works. That's taking advantage of God.
Amen.
That's not going to get you nowhere. He's not going to continue forgiving you. Yes, He loves you. Yes, He'll forgive you, but He won't necessarily give you that respect that you're craving for because of that mentality and those intentions that you have.
And you hit on a great point, which is God knows your heart and God knows your intentions. So just asking for forgiveness genuinely, I mean, you cannot play with God's feelings like that. You know, you have to be genuine. It has to come from a genuine place. And although from the outside it may look like it's genuine, God knows your heart and your true intention.
And grace, when you do come with a pure heart, it picks you back up. That's why He gives us grace, so we can continue to move forward.
It's not like a free pass,
but it's also like how like a righteous man falls 7 times, but God pick him up. It's just that grace helps us continue to move forward. That's what makes him a father.
Because he shows us that he loves us. Amen.
That's all good points.
Amen.
So let's share a few action points to help us overcome. Javier, can you share something with us?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. So, having scripture, like scripture, is your sword. You can't fight flesh with flesh. So you have to memorize scripture, like 1 Corinthians 10:13, that He'll tempt you, but He won't tempt you more than you can handle, and He'll always give you a way out. You have a choice. Me personally, when I'm being tempted, I remember like God has brought me this far. Even when I don't deserve it, He's brought me this far. How can I turn my back on Him now? Mm-hmm. And then scripture like James 4:7, where it says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. It doesn't say like fight it. It's just like resist it and he'll flee. But like don't try to fight it. Like temptation is not a fight. It's like more of a surrenderance to just let Him handle the work, because he can handle that. We have this, so we can't do what He does. But mm-hmm. It's just having scripture in the back of your mind. Like, you can't, if you're getting tempted with like lust or anger and you don't have scripture that like backs it up, like you're relying on yourself and you won't get yourself anywhere. So
that's good.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Again, because one, all the scriptures in the Bible are important, but there's key scriptures that you can use to like kind of
fight off your battling.
Songs, they say that they use their Bible as describing their gun, because the Bible has power. In the Bible, every scripture that you have memorized has a power in some sort of circumstance. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Right. And we remember that the Bible is a living word. Mm-hmm. So that one scripture can mean something different every time you read that same scripture. It just comes out. I mean, you learn something new. Jacob, do you have any few action points that you want to share?
Yes. I would say establishing accountability partnerships with someone. Like with Javier and our camp group chat, we literally talk about most people would talk about their problems that they go through that they wouldn't talk about with everyone else. Mm-hmm. Like, right. We built that trust together as one just from one night at camp. Mm-hmm. Like the first night at camp, but just mm-hmm. all like started pouring into each other with God's word, and it was just like really powerful.
Yeah.
To see, like, we saw what everyone was struggling with.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That about you, Peyton? I mean, sorry, Chase.
I would say pray daily for strength and wisdom. And like you can pray, well, you could pray any time of the day. And even if you pray like only in the morning when you eat or before you go to sleep, God will, like, he'll be happy no matter what, but he would also be happy if you talk to him at least like once a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's also important to identify and set boundaries around any triggers. Like I said before, like, don't put yourself in situations that you know is going to offend God, that you know that you're not supposed to be in. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we are coming to a close. Does anyone want to add anything else? Any other experiences or anything that can help our viewers and that we can learn from?
One thing that I will say is back to what Chase was saying about praying daily for strength and wisdom. That also plays a role in that daily prayer in the morning. It hits and it kind of sets structure for the rest of your day, because when you pray for strength and wisdom, that you're praying for denying your flesh, or to lower your flesh, to decline your flesh, and to increase your spirit and your connection with God. And I feel like that prayer is very powerful, because then you're not walking in your own path. You're like just telling yourself that I'm not walking my own path. I want wisdom from God, and right. I want the strength from God to get Amen. Me through this day. And so that's like a daily prayer that we need to be doing.
That's good.
Amen, amen, amen. Anyone else?
What I was going to say was like, always call on God's name. Like whenever you feel like you're about to hit a sin that like you know is really, really bad, but just call on God's name and he'll get you out of it.
Amen. Amen. Yes, God is always there to, you know, you can come to him with anything and with a genuine heart, you know, with the burden that you have, and he's always there to carry it. Mm-hmm. But that requires a decision, that requires a choice. He's such a gentleman. He won't go to you and force you to do anything. It requires you choosing him, choosing to have him as a person of confidence where you can trust in him and trust anything, any information to him. So, yes, we are coming to a close. Anything else? Chase, do you want to share anything?
I would say whenever, like, you're not doing anything and you're just, like, sitting in your room or just, like, just sitting somewhere, I would say, like, don't get distracted on your phone and talk to God for a little bit.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, taking a moment out of your day,
yeah,
and having a conversation with God. Having a conversation, what it looks like. Everybody sees that conversation differently, but I feel that because God knows your heart, you can come to Him just as a random conversation, like, Lord, you know, my day is going horrible. You know, this person did this, you know, just talk to Him. He's a friend and He understands you right where you're at, where you are and how you present yourself to Him. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, oh no, you have to go on your knees and, you know, this pray and do a ritual. And it doesn't look like that for everybody. You know, maybe mm-hmm. that works for some, but have a conversation the way you have a conversation with your friend. Mm-hmm. Talk to him. And if you're upset at him, let him know. He wants, although he knows why, but he wants to hear it from you. Mm-hmm. So just taking those moments, whether it be in your car driving to school, whether it be, you know, in coming from school or having a walk, you know, just talk to him. Let him know how you feel.
Yeah.
Do you want to share anything else? Deanna?
I think we covered everything. Mm-hmm.
Well, we are now coming to a close, and before we close, please continue to support us, continue to like and tune in to our programs. Our youth, they're under development and they are on fire for Christ.
Amen.
There's so much you can learn something. From them. You can learn so much from them. We've given them this platform so that they can speak their heart. And trust me, they always surprise us because they have so much to say and so much to give. And your support is vital in bringing our youth up and developing our youth. Please continue to tune in, continue to support us, continue to comment, continue to like, and above all, share the word of God, you know, with other youth, because through this platform, we encourage other young people to come to Christ. Mm-hmm. And that is the object.
I would like to ask something. Mm-hmm. I'm in the background, you know, but, I think, you know, we as a human being are struggling with mm-hmm. temptation, right?
Yes.
And this is now, doesn't matter how young or old you might be, how many years you have in church or how young you are at church. We definitely struggle with this. And Jesus requests his apostle, three of them, basically. On the last hours, you know, of this most difficult time for him when he was preparing to get through that process of the cross. And he invited them to pray with him. And he separates from the distance, from the rest, and asked them, pray with me. And they were just there. They were tired. They probably had a whole long day, you know. But then Jesus left them like a little bit from the distance, and he went to pray in another distance. And when he asked in this most difficult time to them, hey, help me to pray, guess what? They fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And when Jesus came back, he asking them, there is no time to lose time. Go and pray. Mm-hmm. And then he went back to pray. And then the second time when he came back, he saw them sleeping.
Again.
And he told them, definitely your spirit is willing to do it, mm-hmm. but your flesh is weak. Mm-hmm. So based on that, and we know the Bible talk about the flesh, what do you guys have to the young people out there that are struggling with the flesh? Because it's not something that you guys are not experiences. You guys are experiences, but you are every day trying to renew it. your minds transformed. So what do you guys recommend to those people, those youth specifically that are struggling with this temptation on the flesh? Javier, I'm going to start with Javier.
Just give it to him. Like every day, every morning. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It can be a small surrender. It's a big one. Like the song at the altar, he can use anything. Give him something. And it's just like you. If he asks you to do something and you like they did, they fell asleep. You have to give him something to work with. That's what I talked about when I preached. Is there's a relationship there, but it has to be mutual. The love has to be mutual. So I just want you to know God is bigger than any temptation, bigger than any struggle. Like if any of us can tell you something, like we're up, anybody that's on here, from Mr. Ignacio in the back, Miss Raquel, everybody here, God is bigger than all the temptation, all the struggles. That's why we're here right now getting to preach about it. So just know he's bigger than all of it. Give him something to work with and he'll take it further than you can ever expect.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
Surrender your heart, like Javi was saying. You got to surrender, and surrender comes with conviction. You just pour your heart out and know that you have your Savior to save you, because we all fall short of God's glory. Mm-hmm. But what distinguishes us is that we are able to put our pride aside and just go to the cross, the foot of the cross, and say, look, I cannot carry the Lord. I can't. Help me. And he will help you. The Holy Spirit is there to help you and guide through it. Because I know life is tough. Life can, especially for the young people, life is rough, you know, and I do understand that there's temptations every day and every moment of the day, but I also understand that we have God. We can come to God and we can surrender that to the cross every moment of every day. That's what makes the difference. When you acknowledge that you cannot do it and you come to him and say, Lord, take this. I can't do it on my own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Another thing I would say is that denying your flesh can be hard, and I'm sure all of us can vouch for that. It can be hard. It can get hard. But I feel like when you go through struggles and you realize that the world has nothing to offer you, then you find this power, this person who is just the fruits of the all love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. You want to be around that. You want to go to that. Amen. And when the world has nothing left to give you, you gradually go towards that and find that he is the answer. He's the truth. Amen. He's not a truth. He's the truth.
Amen.
And I feel like the struggles that you go through can build your character as a person and can play a big role in you denying your flesh, because now you don't want to be with the things that hurt you anymore. You want to be with the your Savior.
Things that build you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
That's good.
Yes.
I would like to say, like what Javier said, a simple prayer in the morning can be like, God, just renew my mind, renew my heart and my tongue while I go through this day today, Lord. Just asking for him to do that could be like so crucial for you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, we're constantly trying to be better people and better children of God. And by doing what you said, Jacob, helps us, draws us close to God, and help us be better human beings and better children of God.
You know, this is something, hey, finally again. this is something very powerful, and I'm proud of you guys, because I know as a youth, you went through a lot, you know, but you had something in your mind which is already focused on Jesus Christ, you know. And of course, temptation, difficulty, obstacle, you're gonna have to go through, you know. But the amazing certification of all of this is that Jesus promised to give us the same victory that he already had. Mm-hmm. And just because of that, even if it's difficult for me, I believe one of you guys, maybe Chase or Gianna, will mention that God doesn't give you any difficulty, any burden that you cannot handle it. Basically, if you are struggling with any family situation, any situation at school, any situation with yourself, mentally, hey, put it in God's hands. Mm-hmm. But you have to make decision, like Javier said. I love that, Javier. If I know that I'm struggling with something and a friend invites me to go to a party, I know that I can sin against God in that particular party. Mm-hmm. So why am I going to take the risk to going over there? You know, so I'm going to stop doing that. Even if they might call you, you know what? You are weird. You are a weird man because all you are having party, but you are stay at home. Mm-hmm. But you are sacrificed yourself for God. Mm-hmm. And that's what matters most, you know.
Amen. Yeah.
You got it, Raquel.
Sacrifice is never easy, but always a great reward when you do that. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's never easy because I mean a lot of youth think they get, what is it, the syndrome that you say, Gianna, FOMO?
Oh my goodness, FOMO. I be having that really bad.
Well, fear, what is FOMO?
Fear of missing out.
Yes, so there's a lot of youth that have that fear of missing out, which means that they have to be in every event.
But again, that plays a part in your flesh, and that's why it takes a lot of discernment and a lot of
wisdom. Yes.
She's saying because she knows how I am.
Yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Javier.
Oh, no, you're fine. I just wanted to say one last thing. Piggybacking off what Mr. Ignacio said, people might say you're weird. People might say, oh, man, you missed out on what happened. But there's this one song, and it says, like, the cross has the final word. So even if these people do say stuff, or when you get tempted, the cross has the final word. So you got to think about that. That's just something I've really been having, like, put in my mind. Like, no matter what somebody tells me, no matter what temptation comes, no matter what comes into my life, the cross has the final word, and the promises are still the same. So that's just...
Amen.
You want to say something? So, yes, the cross has the final word, like Javier mentioned, and... we have to choose what is eternal. Mm-hmm. That's how, I mean, because after this earth, what stays is what our spiritual man, right? So we know that eventually we are going to fade away in our flesh, but what remains is our spiritual man. So how do we remain connected? How do we do that? You know, and so that is the answer, is what is going to make the difference, because that is eternal. The spiritual is eternal, and that's what we need to secure. We need to secure our spirit, because if when that happens, then we gain entrance into heaven. Mm-hmm. So yes, and yes, we are now coming to a close. Gianna will be praying to close. And before she goes into prayer, just a reminder, please support us. Support us. Profound You is a platform to spread awareness of Christ to other youth out there, and to spread awareness saying that, you know, there is hope in Jesus. There is a way in Jesus. There is sanity in Jesus. So support us. Please comment. Please like. Please share. So as we go into close, Gianna will be closing out in prayer. Go ahead, Gianna.
Everyone watching, please bow your heads and close your eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for Your word that guides us, Lord. Help us recognize temptation. Help us recognize sin and respond with wisdom and discernment and Your truth, God. Help us stand firm in You, Lord. Strengthen us with Your spirit, God, and forgive us when we fall, Lord, because Lord, you tell us that we're not perfect, Lord. We're not perfect, God. But the difference is that we may get up again, Lord, through you, God. Lord, I pray that we be overcomers through you, God, and that we overcome every temptation that you have, that the world has sent our way, Lord, because you said that everything that comes to us, we can overcome it, Lord. In Jesus' name, I declare that upon everyone watching today, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Gianna, for that powerful prayer. And just know that we love, once a month, we have this platform for the youth specifically. So please remain just in tune to when the next one will come up. Thank you for joining us today on Profound Truth. And be sure to subscribe, share, and join us next episode as we continue to grow in our faith.
Yes.
Stay Bye. Strong in the
Lord.
Oh.
The victory are through Christ.
God bless you, and we love you. Till next time. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.